the biggest temptation of the devil today is to make us believe that it's not practical to go to Jesus in the most blessed sacrament to spend time with him. I had just joined the sisters, and my mom called me one day, and she said, "Your brother's not going to Mass anymore." And I was struggling to go to adoration. I was just getting used to our life. And so to get up at night was a big sacrifice. So as hard as it was, I got up. And a lot of times it was just, "Jesus, I'm here." A few months later, my mom would call me and say, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because your brother is back." My name is Sister Kiara, and I am a sister of the Leaven of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And our charism is victimhood, standing and uniting ourselves with Mary at the foot of the cross. Victimhood is believing in the value of suffering. I would say the most wasted thing in the world today is our suffering, because everyone is suffering, but it's a matter of, are we suffering well? The spirit that we live in our community is a spirit of reparation. The term communion of reparation itself came from Our Lady of Fatima. For the world to be saved, for the world to have peace, we must live the communion of reparation. And so communion of reparation, she tells us, is lived through four things. So one of them is the praying of the rosary. This is the most simple and beautiful way to live in her Immaculate Heart. Once you begin praying the rosary, you enter into the heart of Mary. She shares everything with you. Her thoughts, her desires, her feelings, her graces, everything, her whole being, she shares with you. Praying the rosary, I could see in my own life and my own vocation. I wouldn't be sitting here if not for the rosary. Beginning from my childhood, after Mass, my mom would always take me to the statue of Mary. And she would tell me, "Kiss the feet of Mary." So I would kiss her feet. And we would pray the rosary as a family. I have to be honest and say that I didn't enjoy it. But growing up, of course, it always left that mark in my heart that I have to hold on to Mary, especially through the rosary. And in the difficult times that we went through as a family, I always saw my mom praying the rosary. And later, as a sister, I also saw how it changed my dad. How when I visited them, I looked at him, and I just remember thinking, this is not the same man that I knew. And I just remember there was one family visit as a sister, and we came very late. It was past 11 when we got home, and my dad still said, "I know you're tired, but I can't sleep without praying a rosary." I remember going to sleep that night and saying, "Mary, you really can do anything if you could change his heart, because I know what he has gone through, and I know all the problems that he has and what he has to carry." And just that conversion of heart is so beautiful to see, and only Mary can do that. And I know that that's the power of the rosary. Our Lady also said to go to confession. It's the sacrament of healing. It heals your soul, but it also has the power to heal relationships, because we are the mystical body of Christ. Just as when we sin, every part of that body is hurt by sin. When we go to confession and receive grace, receive mercy, the whole body of Christ also receives that grace and that mercy. So it's powerful. Our Lady also asked, in living the communion of reparation, to receive Jesus in the most holy Eucharist. And not only on Sundays, but of course, as often as we eat, we should receive the Eucharist. And that's why some saints have that witness of only living on the Eucharist, which is extraordinary. But if we realize that he is everything, then why wouldn't we want to receive him as much as we can? And if we don't have him, we don't have life. I see that in my own life. When I went through a difficult time, and when my friends were not there, when nothing would satisfy me or make me happy, Mass was where I found everything. And I wanted more, so I would try to go to Mass as much as possible. With Mass, you extend that into adoration, which Our Lady also asked for. St. Peter Julian Aymeret said, the biggest temptation of the devil today is to make us believe that it's not practical to go to Holy Hour, that it's not practical to go out of your way every day to go to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, to spend time with Him. Oh, that we should prioritize other things. But that's the biggest lie. Because if we center our lives on Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist, everything else falls into place. Pope St. John Paul II also said that the world has many problems. The world has suffering. People have questions. And he said, all of that, everything we find in the Most Holy Eucharist, if people would just go there. As a religious sister, it's the foundation of my life, that my day has to revolve around Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament, receiving Him and then spending time with Him. So as leaven of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, living this spirit of reparation, part of our life is that we spend a holy hour at night and a holy hour during the day. And if we have more time, we spend more time with Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. It's very beautiful to wake up and know that the first thing will be Jesus. And I know that once I make it there, I'll make it through the day. I've witnessed the power of adoration in my own family. When my older brother went through a hard time, I had just joined the sisters, and my mom called me one day and she said, your brother's not going to Mass anymore. He's just not praying. He's quiet. And I was struggling to go to adoration. I was just getting used to our life. And so to get up at night was a big sacrifice. I had no desire to get up and go to adoration. When I heard that from my mom, and I was given the 11 p.m. hour, which is very hard, I realized my brother would be awake at that very hour playing video games as an escape. And I realized I could be awake with him and go to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament for him, so he would find him again. And so that gave me the strength and the motivation to get up. So as hard as it was, I got up. And yeah, and a lot of times it was just, Jesus, I'm here. You know, I'm just here, but I will be here for an hour for you. And a few months later, my mom would call me and say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because your brother is back. And so for me, that's the biggest witness of Jesus' faithfulness to us. He waits for us every moment, every day. He said, I'm always with you. And if we go and be with him, then he'll take care of everything. So that's the communion of reparation, as Our Lady has asked for it, and as I have seen in my own life, how it's powerful. Lastly, I want to speak about the value of suffering, because I think a lot of people go through suffering and it's just horrible, and they don't find any meaning in it. The first lie that I think that makes it hard for us to accept and embrace suffering is because we believe that it's an absence of love, that when we suffer, God's not there and God doesn't love us. In our missions, I always hear this: how can God be loving? How can God be good? How can he be really our Father if he lets us go through this? And that's because we think he's not there when we suffer. But God answered suffering by not just saying, I'll take it away, but he said, I will suffer with you. He did that first by becoming man and taking on a human heart so he could suffer with us. And Mary does the same, because she's always with Jesus, united with Jesus. Our Lady tells us that whenever we offer everything, unite all our suffering with Jesus' suffering, end her suffering, then it becomes powerful, because then you unleash that reparative power that Jesus himself offered for us on the cross, and also the power of his resurrection, that in the daily dying that we undergo by embracing our suffering, we also share in the power of the resurrection, that life is there, and that we are resurrected from our sins. We are resurrected from whatever has brought death into our lives. I can honestly say from my life, and especially being a sister, that once we embrace that daily cross of giving up our own selves, dying to ourselves, not knowing, not understanding, not having the security of whatever we like, there is an abiding peace and an abiding joy that you will never ever find anywhere else. And it gives you such a great strength that you could honestly look our Lord, our Lady in the eye and say, anything can happen and you can do whatever you want with me, because I know that you will never abandon me and you will never leave me, even when I don't feel you're there, even when I don't think you're there or experience that you are there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus and Mary, thank you for being here. We offer our hearts to you. We offer every heart in the world right now that doesn't know you and that needs your love. We ask for strength to embrace our suffering. We ask for strength to say yes to your will. And we ask for healing. We ask for strength to overcome our temptations. And above all, we simply ask you for the grace that we will all be your children, that you keep us in the refuge of your most immaculate heart and your most sacred heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, sister.
You're welcome.